This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Right now, we just got to watch in 2017 the unprecedented social and political conflict that was laid bare. And we've never seen it like this before. The American social fabric is in tatters. We look nothing less than unenlightened and more divided than at any time since the Civil War. Progressives on both seaboards are in a battle for political supremacy over the old school thinkers. Boundaries are analogous on the resurrection of the Mason-Dixon line, except it's now the East and West Coast versus the rest of America. Comparing more recent history, we look even less unified than we did the 1960s, which says something painful about our current political climate. What's it all about? Well, it's about cognitive dissonance and the hatred of one prominent man, our president, Donald Trump, because of a startling election victory and the president's penchant for keeping promises. Hideous lies, innuendo, and insults fly from the left and the conservative mouths alike. Mainly powered by a vitriolic progressive henchman that always seemed to be lingering on the sidelines. This election was largely misunderstood by the overprivileged and their cronies. Zero tolerance for opposing opinions has been widespread. Meanwhile, the world laughs at the comedic chasing down of an imaginary Russian menace. As parents, we have sacrificed to put our young people through college and graduate school only to have them emerge with damaged attitudes and socialist beliefs. Some poorly advised students unwisely shouldered huge college loans. When they failed to make good on their promissory notes in a fashion commensurate with their earning power, they believed that society should rescue them from their irresponsible choice. Bernie lost the primary, their socialist ideals crumbled, and they turned to his opponent for consolation. In the previous century, American citizens would have graciously accepted the election results and moved on with their lives. Instead of raucous protest, they went back to raising their children and quietly making positive changes within their community. Generally, only a few kooks dove off the end to lead marches against the establishment. In bygone days, none acted out like the maniacal banshees currently screaming at the heavens over their lost election. That achieves nothing, and it demonstrates how foolishly self-involved they are in their attempts to disrupt this president. Our new president's modus operandi continues to prick the softer psyches of these social justice warriors who insist on brutal intervention against those who do not agree with them. They believe that Trump has taken us backward, but they do not realize how the previous administration was leading us into financial ruin, perpetual social unrest, and quite possibly a world war. Their belief that the popular vote was more important than the Electoral College is a damning commentary on their ignorance. The founders understood the need for balance and fairness while extending inclusivity to a vast and diverse national population. Now it is more critical than ever. The reason for all of this is the media. None of this stuff happens without the media's involvement. Their ideological hyperbole is like a plague that never quite disappears. And I'm amazed that so many journalists have so little regard for truth-telling and for following that old journalistic code of honoring objectivity. in a whole lot of ways, it is akin to a physician's code of do no harm. But these media are doing harm by siding with any party. Originally, they were intended to be watchdogs for our republic, not opinion generators or facilitators of rage. But unfortunately, the left, with their penchant for, the need to be politically violent, rages on, fueled by dishonesty and revenge. Academics are the most seriously afflicted. Many have morphed into disruptive archetypes who have taken on leadership positions, and simpering young progressives, coddled by their egotistical superiors, are propagating the radical social engineering while provoking hatred against those who disagree. Their very ill-conceived prejudices and selfish forms of social justice are twisted, relentless, and unforgiving. Delighted by their egocentric superiority, they see themselves as an overlord of the peasant class. Why? Well, because they possess an expensive education. Those kinds of feudalistic attitudes have been rejected time and again over the millennia. And that's why Trump was elected. By traditional definition, he's not a politician. But he's playing by the cutthroat rules invented by the left. And ironically, the leftists don't like the turnabout, stating that his attitudes are unpresidential. At the beginning of his administration, several friends informed him that, if he supported the Republican Party or any of its ideals, that relationship might end. And, I had this told to me. And I'm shy a few friends now. Because I have never supported anyone based on some religious, racial, or political affiliation. And at the same time, I'm not going to be intimidated by anybody. My proposal is this. We have to elect diverse leaders with common sense who are going to put our countrymen first, demonstrate sympathy to others, but only when Americans of all stripes regain an equal footing in their own nation. And everybody needs to understand that progressivism erodes the sand from beneath our feet. And as we have become painfully aware, social media are spectacularly effective in getting one's opinion published, but they've also escalated the war. Those who hurl their negative opinion across the internet are often very unprincipled instigators of unrest. So while they contribute nothing constructive, they trade in ignorant name-calling, taunts, and obscenities. No facts. And I live in an adult world, so this is unacceptable. Civil discussion is preferable to a street fight. And this can be a bloodless war, but it's nonetheless damaging to our national cohesion. Faceless internet attacks are one thing, but personal attacks are quite another. The incendiary rhetoric that I've gotten, and other people have gotten, is amusing, but sad. I know somebody that has a couple of progressive demons. Two people that he formerly admired and loved. One is an academic, now steeped in anti-American policy, while the other was this guy's best friend of 35 years, and both are blind to anything short of the deification of our previous commander-in-chief, but they both have an unfounded adoration for his female acolyte, who miserably lost the election due to her dishonest intentions. The academic has completely unmitigated anger, and teaches impressionable college students with an Alinskyite precision. Hiding behind the internet for over a year, they have regularly lobbed emotional bombs from the various venues. But do they honestly believe that these cowardly devices will succeed in changing the course of our nation or our mind? They might. They might. I don't know. Pray for 2018. But keep a spare magazine, would you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
And load. There's a movie I want to go see. I know the premise of it. There's a superhero movie where the protagonist uses his awesome powers to save the world from an evil supervillain. It's called The Darkest Hour. The superhero was Churchill. The villain was Hitler, the real Hitler, not the fake Hitlers that everyone who disagreed, that are, you know, that are me and you, that when we disagree with the left. But you get the point. It's nice to go to a movie for once and not be bored to tears by some spandex-clad magic people flying about punching and exploding stuff. But it's also weird because everyone in the theater was alive when Reagan was president, if you go to it. And, well, from what I understand, everybody that goes and sees this movie, this is the reason I want to go, because no one's on their iPhone tweeting, checking Facebook or anything when that movie's playing. Plus, you know, people like future ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell, they've been there. And, you know, there's really no excuse for the GOP Senate not to immediately confirm a nominee whose idea of a night out is going to see a movie about, Winston Churchill defying Hitler. What's important for me, and probably the rest of the people that might go see it, the adults, this was the first movie in a while that I might actually go out and drop that $60 on. And yes, it's going to be about $60 when you talk about tickets and refreshments. And if you live in the right cities, maybe valet parking, dinner, I don't know. Now, I've also heard about the latest Star Wars movie where girl Luke met Harry Krusty Luke and milked a llama bird, then discount Han Solo did some stuff. And there was some weird other girl who went to another space racetrack. And weren't there space jockeys in another one of those movies? And then they had the same battles they did on the ice planet, except on a salt planet. And then it ended, and I was like, okay. It's easy now to lament the death of Hollywood, which seems determined to ritually sacrifice themselves on the altar of homogenous corporate movie making, if not the altars of leftism and perversions. But what's really dying are theatrical movies as we knew them. I don't go to movies anymore, not because I don't want to. I would love to go to a good movie, despite the cost and the inconvenience. When the lights go down, that's really something sort of cool. But it really stops being special when everything that goes up there on the screen is either lame or politicized. I did not go see, although I was very eager to get, and I have now in my iTunes collection, Blade Runner 2049. Turns out that the title is related to its running length. There's a lot of things they could have edited out, in my opinion. I know that Ryan Gosling is known for his being able to act without talking. But, you know, after so many scenes of him staring out the window of his spinner car and staring out the window of the rain-streaked window in the building and staring at his hologram girlfriend, all of that. I get it. He's sensitive. Noted. Could we make something happen? And then, could what happens make sense? I'm interested in Alien Covenant. The first two Alien movies, I saw Aliens at the theater in Germany. The other one I saw on HBO for the first time. The first was really scary. And the second was an astonishing, it was so good. It was a sci-fi action flick. And you can watch them today. They're still good today. Now, between Alien Covenant, we've had the third and fourth Alien movies and the very terrible Prometheus. And it turned out that Covenant was awful as well. It made no sense. Every action scene, I haven't seen it because I read this, every action scene is to the extreme. Let's not just have them fight the monster. Let's have them fight the monster on top of a spaceship while it's flying. So like most people, I make the money wasting mistake less and less often these days, and the stats bear this out. People just aren't showing up, and yet Hollywood behaves as if it's happy not to have my money from theater going and makes it easy for me not to go out by putting its best stuff on television. There's a show out called The Crown. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's astonishing. Perfectly written and acted. It is interesting, too. And that's a lot what's missing these days, the interesting part. I can't interest, you know, it's hard to get interested in whether Major Sock Choppy Legumi Man and Galaxy Gal will reunite the Vengeance team to defeat Zorgon the Hackneyed by retrieving the space marbles of power. Do I want to go see a movie where the recurring, you know, dialogue is, I'm Groot, and then there's the wisecracking raccoon guy for a couple of minutes? It would be nice to have good stories with interesting characters doing things we've not seen before in worlds we don't inhabit. It's not that hard. That's what made The Godfather work, or at least the first two of them. We saw Inside the Mafia with great characters who can see parallels in today's political scene. In The Crown, you can peek inside the upper levels of British society during a critical era in history. Even network TV is upping its game with shows with high production value and top flight talent like The Brave, about American intelligence and special forces. And as a bonus, they even take America's side. This would work with other shows like The Walking Dead if they didn't look like it was made on a $27 per budget episode budget. And if we saw inside what it takes for normal people after a disaster to rebuild a shattered society. But we get a lot of sadistic cartoon villains instead. People ignoring the plan to go out on the renegade quests that inevitably lead to disaster. And lingering close-ups of the dirty, sweaty faces to impress upon us that these nonsensical antics are supposed to be emotional somehow. The writing isn't just lazy, it's comatose. I kind of want to see how you would start over again as a civilization, but I would have been happy for a few zombies, and we barely get that. And I don't want to see any subplots about the tiresome, unpleasant wives of the lead characters who exist only to be a pest. Oh, hi, Breaking Bad. If you can't write female characters whose entire reason isn't complaining and distracting from the interesting stuff, maybe don't even try. Stop lecturing me. I don't need it. Thanks very much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Earlier this week, I was talking about Al Franken and his lack of due process, and the fact that he was sort of sacrificed on the altar to waiting for Roy Moore to get elected, so they could say, "Look, we're the party of defending women, and you guys are the party of Roy Moore." I don't want to in any way make you think that I think Al Franken is a good fella. Okay. Only now has he officially gotten around to calling a moving van. It is true that he was given no chance to defend himself against multiple groping allegations, but the leftist side made those rules, not us. And it was never his practice to give that chance to anyone else either. On CNN and MSNBC, they were thunderstruck by his magnanimous response to the charges. Unlike Roy Moore, he admitted it and apologized. Because there's a photo, you see, of him, you know, hands on breasts of a woman asleep in a plate carrier of all things. So the part they had him dead to rights on, he apologized for. Wow. What a guy. Everything else he denied. Specifically, he said of his accusers, "Some of the allegations against me are simply not true. Others I remember very differently." That's exactly what Newt Gingrich said about the charge repeated by Franken ceaselessly, endlessly, relentlessly, and ubiquitously, that he'd served divorce papers on his wife when she was in the hospital recovering from cancer surgery. That came from Gingrich's ex-wife. It was denied by Gingrich. And I don't know who's telling the truth, but I note that there's no expression as reliable as testimony given by parties in a bitter divorce dispute. Franken didn't care. He flogged a nasty story about Gingrich in books, on radio, and in speeches, saying at the National Press Club, "And the thing about this story that you should know is that it's true, every part of it." In addition to mining divorce records for sleazy, unprovable allegations against people that he disagreed with politically, he spent years taunting Bill O'Reilly for claiming to have grown up in modest Levi Town, New York, rather than, according to Franken, glamorous, ultra-poshy Westbury, New York, apparently the Malibu of Levi Town adjacent areas. That's not that big of a deal to me, but it was Franken's case in chief that O'Reilly was a lying liar. He offered $1 million to O'Reilly to prove he grew up in Levittown, or Levittown, excuse me. Disregarding the lawyer's rule that never asking a witness a question you don't know the answer to, he invited a Levittown history onto a live broadcast on his Air America radio show to dramatically ask her if O'Reilly grew up in Levittown. Drumroll, if you will. Franken says, I consider you the world's foremost authority on Levittown. What's the answer here? Hofstra professor Barbara Kelly. Yes, O'Reilly is right. It is Levittown. There's no doubt about it. I don't think I'm going to go out on a limb when I say that O'Reilly never got his $1 million. There was no apology, no retraction, no, I guess I got this one wrong. It's just on to the next one. The pinnacle of his reckless cruelty came when he accused his Senate office, or used the Senate office, to champion the case of delusional nutcase Jamie Lee Jones when she accused completely innocent men of gang rape while she was working in Iraq. She had been a civilian employee of KBR, then a subsidiary of the media bednor Halliburton. She went on a major media tour in 2007 with claims that on her fourth day in Iraq, she'd been drugged, gang raped, anally penetrated, and roughed up so badly that her breast implants ruptured, whereupon to keep her from talking, the evil KBR had her locked in a shipping container guarded by machine gun toting man. Now think for a second. What part of that story could possibly have been true? KBR, knowing that the entire media wanted their scalp, punished a woman for being gang raped by its employees by holding her hostage in a shipping container surrounded by armed men. I guess they didn't think she'd ever get home and tell anyone. Except that never happened. Now, any normal person hearing this story would go, wow, I'm calling shenanigans on that one. American media and Al Franken, OMG. The part about the shipping container gave me goosebumps. Now, the female doctor, no dog in this fight now, who examined Jones the day after her alleged attack, found no evidence of gang rape, no evidence of anal rape, no evidence of date rape, no evidence that her breast implants had ruptured. In fact, there was no evidence of any kind of rape. Samples showed she'd recently had sex with one guy. KBR employees don't carry weapons. Before arriving in Baghdad at age 20, she had already falsely accused 4 men of rape in 4 separate incidents. A federal grand jury refused to indict KBR or any of its employees for the alleged rape. She lost her civil lawsuit demanding more than $100 million from KBR and the one man she'd had consensual sex with. Instead, she was ordered to pay KBR $145,000 in legal costs. She blew that off by declaring bankruptcy while pocketing $175,000 from her workers' compensation claim. Thanks a lot, taxpayers. And this was the woman that Franken was the champion of, using her fantastical story to push legislation regulating employment contracts with Defense Department contractors, a gigantic taxpayer-funded boon to trial lawyers. Because of this woman's hoax, the law was changed in a way that materially hurt our country. Either taxes had to be raised or the defense budget trimmed to make up for the trial lawyer's slice. GOP senators who declined to support Franken's nakedly pro-trial lawyer amendment were taunted as Republicans for rape. Franken didn't care that he had gone on national TV and the Senate floor loudly accusing innocent KBR employees of rape. When it was turned out that he was once again spectacularly wrong, he simply never mentioned it again. No apology, no retraction, nothing. Just on to the next one. So yes, Franken was not given full opportunity to defend himself, and that's the way the leftists want it. He was never given an opportunity to defend himself against the multiple charges that he groped women, backed by photographic evidence before his party booted him from the Senate. But just for one minute, you have to take into consideration that no one has been more unfair to the rest of the planet than Al Franken. So it is good to see him go. Good to see Big Al go. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This guy was, he was high profile, but there was no substance to him. His leftist leanings were stupid. I understand some of the other leftist leanings. It's about control. Not him. This was him being Stuart Smalley in a suit. This was him being the baggage handler and trading places without the ball cap. Cross-eyed and stoned all the time. And I've never heard, you know, I don't know, maybe it's because I speak for a living or something, and I actually, you know, you may not hear it sometimes, but in the past with the board operators, if I pause too long, they'll tell me I pause too long because this is talk radio. But, I mean, when Franken used to talk, I'd be like, does this guy have brain damage? Because it just seemed like it took him so long to articulate. It's like his speech center of his brain was inhabited by a sloth. But no matter, this dude's gone. And we'll see who we get. And I've heard rumblings that Michelle Bachmann may run for this seat. I'm sure it's time for her to have a comeback. I've also heard that Mitt Romney's going to run for Hatch's seat. So let's dust off the old Tea Party heroes and give them one more shot at the big game. I got no problem with that. I never had a problem with Bachmann. I didn't really have a problem with Romney, except for the fact that he's anti-American when it comes to the president we have now, who was successful where he could not be. Oh, well. I got a question for the millennials again when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load.
This past mid-December, science editor for BuzzFeed UK, Kelly Oates, tweeted, "All I want for Christmas is full communism now." Once this tweet was noticed, she withdrew it and issued an apology. A month earlier, another BuzzFeed UK staffer, Blake Montgomery, had responded to a tweet from President Trump. The president had declared November 7, 2017, as National Day for the Victims of Communism. Montgomery then tweeted that victims of communism was just a white nationalist talking point. He has since withdrawn the tweet and apologized. And everybody remembers the West Point graduate who would show a little picture of his inside of his cap. Communism will win. While he's getting ready to serve, and serves today in the U.S. military. Apologies notwithstanding, this shows how there's a great deal of ignorance about communism and its less violent cousin, socialism, in our day. Millennials who should know better are rising who think a government-run economy is more fair and just than a market-based economy. At D. James Kennedy Ministries, one of the television producers, spoke with some young people during last year's presidential run of Bernie Sanders and out-of-the-closet socialist. And at the time, Sanders was making great headway with millennials. Here are some of the comments that were captured on film from some young people in South Florida. And unfortunately, they are now typical of the views of millions of Americans. "I think socialism means doing what is best in society for everyone." "Socialism is the means of production being controlled by the people. Capitalism is when other people control your means. Or we have to take care of each other. We haven't done that for a long time in this country." Conservative economist Steve Moore, FreedomWorks, and the Heritage Foundation was interviewed. He told them that what really troubles me about how many young people in America today, the millennials, are graduating after 8 years of grade school, 4 years of high school, 4 years of college, if not more, and they think that socialism is the way we should design our economy. That is just so disappointing, because when you go to socialist places, you see that very few people work. Everybody thinks it's wonderful you're going to get all these free things, but you know, at some point you've got all the people in the wagon, and nobody's there to pull the wagon. Bishop Harry Jackson, a pastor of a large church in the greater D.C. area, was interviewed. He said things like socialism are attractive because in a secular society without God, folks see that culture is being provider of all things. "I don't think young people are looking beneath the gimmies, the benefits, and the promise." The pollster, George Banna, interviews said 37% of Americans say they prefer socialism to capitalism. And when you look at the millennial generation, it's a significant majority of them who prefer that. Could you imagine the outcry if somebody were to proclaim? And listen, they use this all the time as a derogatory phrase. But what if somebody got out there and said, what we need today is a modern Adolf Hitler, the head of the National Socialist German Workers' Party. That kind of ignorance and maliciousness would be rightfully condemned. And yet Lenin and Stalin and Mao and, you know, 20th century leaders of communistic socialism, they get off the hook. D. James Kennedy, he wrote a book that What If Jesus Had Never Been Born? Hitler has slain his millions, Stalin his tens of millions. Millennials don't seem to know that history. Perhaps they've never heard of the Black Book of Communism. The publisher is Harvard University Press. That was done in 1999. They document in no uncertain terms the brutality that the communists inflicted on the world. They write of the death toll in the 20th century. The total approaches 100 million people killed. Tolls are staggering. Nearly 20 million killed in the Soviet Union under Stalin, which is actually a conservative estimate, 65 million in China under Mao, and millions more in Cambodia, North Korea, and Ethiopia, among others. And you cannot help but notice the strong contrast between the study of Nazi and communist crimes. Scholars have neglected the crimes committed by the communists. We don't even know the exact number of Ukrainians that Stalin killed. He reportedly had the census workers shot so that history would never know how many he forced into starvation. At least 3.5 million, but probably 8 million killed. It was called the Harvest of Sorrow. Young people in the West today, including America and Great Britain, need to learn the truth about socialism and communism. And I would highly recommend two easy-to-read novels exposing the truth by a former communist, British writer George Orwell. Animal Farm, which was a parable of the Russian Revolution, where the revolutionaries turned out to be worse than the Tsar, and 1984. To think that young people today could long for a resurrection of full communism just reflects how little they know about history. British poet Steve Turner wrote, "History repeats itself." It has to, because no one is listening. And that is the truth, isn't it? Do you sit back sometimes as a military veteran, okay? As a military veteran, I sit around and I say to myself, why did I do it? Why did I give this nation, this America, this country, my youth, to just sit back and have this nonsense coming at me? Why, oh, why did I do that? I can't really come up with a good answer. I really can't. And that bothers me. That bothers me a great deal. But having said that, it also bothers me that nobody's, you know, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Do we wait? I mean, look, kids, all of you millennials out there that want communism, I'm going to be dead sooner than you are. And you may get a chance to go that way. Except behind me, I leave two much more capable young men than I was at their age who know how to handle weapons. So instead of me, there'll be two in my place. What will you do if there's more of them? Because while you're out there parading around wanting this and that and the other, you don't really understand the nature of what propels that. And what propels communism is going to be violence and intimidation and death. You know, at least with fascism, there's a pretense to we're trying to do this for the people, right? You know, it was all about the nationalistic part of it. That was Hitler. He was all kinds of a nationalist. And he developed all kinds of strategies to make it to where it was the German people against the world. because they were just so superior to the Aryan superiority against the rest of the world was the big issue. Not so with communism. Communism is you belong to the state. You are nothing more than a number. And for your entire miserable life, you will do what the state says. You will go where the state tells you you can go. You will live where the state tells you you can live. You're never going to have one of those moments where you get out there. Look at Russia today. Russia, I don't know what I would call Russia. I mean, they definitely have a communist doctrine, but they're far more capitalistic about a lot of things. In Russia, there's lots and lots of millionaires and billionaires now. Lots of money. Lots of money there. Lots of money in China. So, you know, with the exception of maybe Cuba and North Korea and possibly Venezuela on the soft side, the only two hardcore communist countries today are Cuba, which is impoverished, and North Korea, where a guy just escaped and they had to pull how many parasites out of his body? And he got shot five times and he still got through. How bad is something to take all of that, to go through all of that to get to? That's freedom. Freedom is a beautiful thing to reach for, and they do it. Why would people leave these people's paradises? I don't know. Right now in Venezuela, they're eating the dogs as they die in the street. So that's communism and socialism for you. And what you believe it to be is incorrect. And if you were to actually pull the button and try to push it for right now, you're going to be met with resistance. Oh, my. What kind of resistance? You can't even imagine. But, anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.